free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome. It's Monday, March the 25th, 2019, yet it feels like November the 9th, 2016, doesn't it? The day after the 2016 election, it's deja vu all over again. We've got liberals weeping on air. Hollywood about to commit suicide, on suicide watch everywhere, throughout the movie industry, the entertainment industry. It's amazing to see this, as Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone said, this is the WND of this generation, referring to the lies that got us involved in the Iraq War. And yet the consequences will continue to go on, just as they did with that war that we were lied into. But I think the WND part of this is really the weapon of Mueller distraction that has been going on for quite some time. We're going to take a look not only at the reactions, not only at the reality that they cannot face. We told you this. This was going on before the election, folks. I went to the Democrat National Convention, covered it live as a reporter for InfoWars, and the red herring of don't look at the emails from Hillary Clinton. Don't look at the correspondence from the DNC showing that she had bought the nomination. Don't look at any of that. It was Russians out there. And I heard all this stuff about Russian this and Russian that. No, the real foreign collusion was with the Democrat Party and the Ukrainians. The real foreign collusion was between the CIA and MI5, between London and Langley. And of course, there's corruption everywhere in this. And that's the real issue. Will President Trump now turn around and come after them? Because when I looked at this, I said, no indictments? Seriously? There's no indictments? Of course, I didn't expect that Mueller was going to indict anybody on the Democrat side of this. But that's where the real crimes are. And when we go back and we look at the history of special counsels and special prosecutors, throughout history, special counsels and special prosecutors have typically been convened by a president. By a president. Because why? Because the Department of Justice was too much involved in corruption to investigate itself. That's precisely what needs to happen. Now, in our lifetime, we have seen this being done against Richard Nixon, against Bill Clinton, now against President Trump. But that's not the pattern of history. The pattern of history has been the other way around, and that's the way this needs to go. When I look at this, it kind of reminds me the War of 1812, the famous thing where President Andrew Jackson, then a general, told everybody to hold your fire until you see the whites of their eyes. And now we have seen the whites of their lies, haven't we? And now is the time for President Trump to fully take them on. So we're going to talk about what's going on with that. But also, we're going to talk about the Streisand effect, perhaps on pedophilia. We had Barbara Streisand coming out this weekend. That was the thing that really, I've seen this happening for so long, I'm actually kind of tired of covering the Mueller investigation, tired of telling you we told you so. Again, I was saying this back in June and July when they put out this phony narrative. It's like, come on, this is just a distraction to keep people from looking at what Hillary Clinton and the DNC don't want them to see. And then they kept building it and building it, and it kept, the conspiracy kept getting larger and larger. And then it was necessary after President Trump won the election for the crooks in the deep state, the crooks in the Department of Justice, the criminals in the FBI to start covering their tracks. And this provided them a means to keep everybody at bay, provide them a means to go in and get access to all the documents that they needed destroyed, quite frankly. That's the real issue here. That has not been resolved. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. Got a lot to talk about. Apple is now poised to get into the propaganda business in a big way. Not only news, but entertainment. And of course, we know that Tim Cook would never move this around to put forward his ideas. Oh, far be it from that to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another deep-res crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, March the 25th, 2019. As I said at the top of the hour, it feels like the day after the 2016 election. It feels like November 9th, 2016. But we're going to take a look at what is ahead, because these people have been so thoroughly immersed in this. We have the biased leading the blind, and it's been going on for years. I don't know that they're going to be able to pull out of this. Certainly, you've got people like Nadler and Schiff, who are just going to double down. As Ted Cruz said, they're going to go for impeachment. Forget the reality. Full steam ahead. And we're going to talk about what happened with this and get a lot of reactions. Some people have awakened. You have MSNBC's Katie Tour says yes, a vindication. Rachel Maddow was in tears, absolutely in tears. We're going to have that clip for you. Going to enjoy this. Like I said, it's like the day after the 2016 election. And I thought it was perfect that Rachel Maddow had to end a fishing expedition to come back and report on the Mueller report. Yeah, it was the end of a fishing expedition, literally and figuratively. And she didn't catch anything literally or figuratively either. I don't know. Maybe she did catch a real fish. I don't know. But she didn't catch anything figuratively. And so we're going to have the reaction from Rachel Maddow here in just a second. Matt Taibbi, Rolling Stone, said, and it's, you can see this up at the Drudge Report, Russia Gate is this generation's WMD. And what does he mean by that? Well, WMD was the lies about weapons of mass destruction that was pushed by the press to get us into the Iraq War. A total lie. They knew it. And quite frankly, let me just put this plug in here to oppose Gina Haspel and the regime of torturing to get information, because the intelligence, quote unquote, that was used for WND that was fished around were things that they basically beat out of people. They were total lies. You can get them to say whatever you want them to say. And then they ran this around, even though they're warned that this was the product of Gina Haspel and her torture regime. They still fished that around and got that used to start the Iraq War. And there were consequences to that, still are consequences to that, that are negative. And we're going to have consequences to this fishing expedition, to this WMD, the weapon of Mueller distraction. We could also call it the end of an era, E-R-R-O-R. But I don't think it was really, I put that up as the title of the show, but I don't really think it was a mistake. I think it was deliberate. I thought it was deliberate from the very beginning, and I said so from the very beginning. I said so from the summer of 2016. That was when it began. I went to the DNC, covered it live. As I talked to people, they kept saying, I'd ask them about what had just been released. People complaining about the corruption inside the DNC, how Hillary Clinton had bought the nomination, about how they had used the superdelegates to rig the election for her before it even began. But, of course, she didn't want to talk about the superdelegates. She wants to talk about the delegates from the Electoral College. And we'll talk about how undercover of the weapon of Mueller distraction, the Democrats have been moving forward with some very strategic and tactical moves to manipulate the election in other ways besides just public opinion. Public opinion is necessary for them to lay the groundwork for outright corruption, and they've got a problem with that part of it, but they're going to still keep moving forward in their efforts to make sure, to make sure that they get this next election, 2020 and beyond. And they're putting in some very dangerous, or at least trying to, structural changes, even if they're not able to change the Electoral College. They will be able to make some tremendous changes if we don't pay attention to this. What really hasn't gotten a lot of attention, this decision by one judge to say you cannot ask on the census if somebody is a citizen or not. And I'm telling you right now, that single question, on that single question, can turn the future of the country. And I'll explain that to you later in the broadcast, why that is true. As Matt Taibbi was saying, Russiagate is this generation's WND. He talked about the New York Times, said they tried to soften the emotional blow for the millions of Americans who have been trained these last few years to place hopes for the overturn of the Trump presidency and Mueller. Nobody even pretended it was supposed to be a fact-finding mission. Instead, it was an act of faith. So the biggest thing this affair has uncovered so far is Donald Trump paying off a porn star. That's a hell of a long way from what this business was supposedly about at the beginning. And shame on any reporter who tries to pretend this isn't so, says Matt Taibbi. The story, hyped from the start, was one of espionage, a secret relationship between the Trump campaign and Russian spooks who had helped him win the election. The betrayal narrative was not reported as a metaphor. It was not something like, well, Trump likes the Russians so much he might as well be a spy for them. No, they were literally saying that spying, treason, and election fixing, crimes so severe that former NSA employee John Schindler told reporters, Trump will die in jail. Matt Taibbi is absolutely right. There is no wiggle room for these people to pull back. That's one of the reasons why Rachel Maddow was crying. Because not only have they been exposed in a very dangerous lie, not only have they been exposed cooperating with the CIA, the NSA, and other spooks out there trying to overthrow our election, but they've also lost the basis for their business model, which is to just lie about President Trump and preach to the choir. Travis, my producer, said this is fan fiction, is what has been sold by MSNBC and CNN for the last couple of years. And that's exactly right. You know, fan fiction, you got somebody creates a storyline, creates something like the Marvel Universe or whatever. And then you got fans who go out there and they start elaborating on this, writing their own versions of these characters. And that's exactly what these people have been doing. The street has been consuming this fan fiction, but it's also something that CNN and MSNBC have been using to build up their business, and now their business model has collapsed along with their conspiracy. And there is a conspiracy here, folks. Their conspiracy theories about President Trump have been thoroughly debunked and have been for the last couple of years. And now even Bob Mueller has said, no, there's nothing here. Even the investigator who had carte blanche to look at everything has said that there's nothing here. But that's not going to keep them from continuing on, in the Democrat Party at least. Probably not at CNN or MSNBC either, because that is what they have hung their existence on, their business model, their political future. Matt Taibbi goes on to say, CNN told us Trump officials had been in, quote, constant contact, unquote, with, quote, Russians known to U.S. intelligence. And the former director of the CIA said the president was guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, committing acts that were nothing short of treasonous. CNN hired these people as well. Oh, yeah, forget about Operation Mockingbird, we're told. It's just a conspiracy theory. No, it's a conspiracy reality. And we've now seen them go openly with it. Hillary Clinton insisted that the Russians could not have known how to weaponize political ads unless they'd been guided by Americans. And as Matt Taibbi points out, none of this has been walked back. Instead, they continue to march into the abyss, I would say. He goes on to say Russiagate debuted as a media phenomenon in the midsummer of 2016. I called BS on it from the very beginning. I said, this is nothing but all this talk about Russia, Russia, Russia. They're trying to revive the Soviet Union. And this is a red herring. You know what they used to do in the fox hunts? The fox hunts, they wanted to stop them. So when the fox went by, they took a smelly fish, a red herring, drug it across there to make sure that you didn't follow the trail to Hillary's emails. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and how great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the reactions of Democrats, because the Democrats, for the most part, are still delusional. Some of them are weeping like it's the day after the election. Shout out to my wife, Karen. Karen, you ought to go look at the Facebook account of a certain friend you had from high school. You know what I mean. We won't name names here on the air, but his son became a staffer for Chuck Schumer and then went on to a career as a talking head propagandist for the Democrats. It ought to be pretty funny to see what your friend has to say on Facebook, probably stunned into silence. Either that or just raging against reality, because that's what we see. Those are the two reactions that we see from various people. As we were saying, this all began back in June and July of 2016. So when we talk about 675 days, no, folks, it's been going longer than that, I think. The Mueller investigation has been going on maybe that long, but this whole distraction has been going on since the summer of 2016. And I called BS on it from the very beginning. And, you know, when I went to that convention, people had already been talking about how the whole process was rigged from the very beginning in favor of Hillary Clinton. Eventually, we discovered that it really wasn't a nominating convention at all. Really, it was kind of more like the official transfer of legal title for something that was already purchased. Hillary Clinton went to the DNC, who ran their party the same way they run government, deficit spending. And they were deeply in debt. And she bought them out with millions and millions of dollars that she had scraped up from pay-for-play corruption scandals. That's really what needs to be investigated at this point in time. But she was flush with cash, and she basically bought the DNC. And then the superdelegates all lined up behind her. It was a done deal with the superdelegates. You know, she wants to go out there and talk about the Electoral College. The Electoral College is fine. It's the Democrat Party that needs to be reformed. It's not just their policies being wrong. They are corrupt from the very beginning. And so as this was this coronation, this transfer of legal title for something that she had purchased a long time ago, this little event that was happening there. Everybody that I talked, oh, well, did you see what happened in the Ukraine? We subsequently saw the documents. I've interviewed many people from Ukraine. They were talking about how the Democrats were going there. You had Alexandria Chalupa and others working with corrupt Ukrainian officials. And I knew that at the time. I mean, we'd already had the coup in Ukraine organized by George Soros and others. We already knew the Democrats were heavily involved in that, funding the coup. So for them to come in and say, well, you know, we got all this information from Ukraine, it was laughable from the very beginning. There's absolutely no credibility in this from the very beginning. Now it has been fully exposed. Nevertheless, I want to play for you what Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are saying about moving forward. Let's go first with the Schiff clip, video 3.
You say you're going to take it as far as necessary. That means subpoena first, then sue?
It means make the request. If the request is denied, subpoena. If the subpoenas are denied, we will haul people before the Congress. And, yes, we will prosecute in court as necessary to get this information. And, you know, I'll say this. I think that Neil Katyal's prognostication is quite correct. We will win that litigation.
Why are you so sure?
Okay, this is the key, folks. What the Democrats cannot win in elections, they hope to achieve with litigations. And this has been in the works right after the election where President Trump won. You had Eric Holder and Barack Obama say, we're going to work on lawsuits across the country. They had lost over 1,000 seats since Barack Obama had gotten elected. So they could not win in the ballot box. So they were going to try to win in the courtroom. And part of the strategy with Obama, with Eric Holder, with George Soros funding elections, George Soros put a lot of money into a lot of district attorneys and state attorney general races. He had millions and millions that he put into DA races across the country. He channeled a great deal of money into state attorney general elections. And he won some, he lost some. As a matter of fact, he lost when the person who he was funding the opposition for exposed that the millions and millions of dollars that were coming in from George Soros. That was very effective. That happened here in Texas. But in other places, in California, George Soros' candidates won. And so now you see that the path forward for them is really going to be with local and state lawsuits against President Trump financially. More than half of them will be coming from New York. And so this is the tactic for the Democrats. What they cannot achieve in elections, they will try to win by lawsuits, by having attorney generals elected and so forth. Let's go to Jerry Nadler, video clip number four. He's talking about how he wants to continue to proceed.
Remember, it is true that the Justice Department thinks that they cannot indict a sitting president no matter what the evidence, as a matter of law. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it even more important that all the evidence be given to Congress and the American people, because while the normal rule is, and it's a good rule, that if you're not indicting someone because you don't have enough evidence, you don't then smear their name by saying they did these terrible things. If you're not indicting someone because you can't, as a matter of law, then you can't hold the president accountable. The only other institution that can is Congress, and you should not then hide the evidence because that converts it into a cover-up.
Right.
Congress needs that evidence, and the American people need that evidence and that information to make judgments.
Well,
So you don't have any evidence after having investigated this for not 2 years, nearly 3 years. They still don't have the evidence. Do you think they can keep digging? You know, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. That is the path that they have followed. And we have seen this, for example, with Roger Stone, with Paul Manafort and so forth. And I think we should, we'll do a segment later about Roger Stone. No, Stone is left unturned. No comma. Stone is left unturned. There was absolutely nothing there. You know, to come after him for process crimes, to say that we're going to come after him because he told a witness to tell the truth. You better tell the truth, and here's the evidence I've got. I've still got the text messages that we had going back and forth. I know, and I can show, I can prove that you're telling a lie, so tell the truth. And so Bob Mueller says, wait a minute, you're intimidating a witness. I want this guy to lie for me. I wanted you to compose some things about President Trump. He was able to get that from Cohen. He wasn't able to get it from Manafort or from Stone. And then to say that Roger Stone lied to the Congress? Lied about what? Lied about he didn't contact Julian Assange. He contacted an intermediary. Said, let's talk to him. Let's find out what he knows. He's doing reporting. Is that a crime now to do reporting? Honest reporting? And yet Clapper, who lied to Congress about a material issue, breaking the law, breaking the Constitution, was never charged with perjury.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWars, and I salute you.
Stress is a natural part of life.
Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, it's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at the timeline put together by Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stones. Saying it's official, Russiagate is this generation's WMD. I would say that stands for Weapon of Mueller Distraction. Yet, as he goes through the timeline of this, he says things like, the Steele claims were explosive if true. It was too good of a story to not do. By hook or by crook, it had to come out. The first salvo was David Korn of Mother Jones, October 31st, 2016. A veteran spy has given the FBI information alleging a Russian operation to cultivate Donald Trump. The piece didn't have P, Prague, or Page in it, but it did say that Russian intelligence had material that could blackmail Trump and so forth. Well, subsequent to this, we've now learned that this whole fictional piece that was put together by Steele and by Fusion GPS and everything was funded by Hillary Clinton. It was leaked to the press, which is what he's talking about here. Then these criminals in government, in the FBI, in the CIA, in the NSA, in the Department of Justice, used these press stories that were salacious and totally false. They used that to get a FISA warrant, circularly, right? They create the fiction. They leak the fiction. They then take the fiction that was put, eagerly put out there, by the media, and then use that to get a FISA court warrant. And we're off to the races. Travis, you were talking about how it was fan fiction. Yeah, it was fan fiction, but originally originated as Hillary fiction. But then they turned this into an industry elaborating on it, didn't they?
Yeah, it's just been this continual, I don't even know, snowball effect of the media reports on it.
Yeah, echo chamber. Yeah,
just really. double down, no matter how little evidence, no matter the lack of evidence or the evidence to the contrary, just an ever-increasing just ball of wax or more convoluted logic to explain the plot holes, if you will, in this scenario.
And it's not going to change because these people have had their conspiracies exposed. We've seen the documents. We've had the interviews of people in the Ukraine and so forth. We've seen where all this is. And they have just continued to go on placing all their hopes on Bob Mueller. That's, oh, well, you know, he's really got the stuff there. You know, he's going to overthrow all this stuff. Now that that has collapsed, the politicians are still acting as if they're going to continue to go on same course.
It's crazy. It just makes me wonder what they're going to do in 2020 or 2024. Every time we have a Republican win the election, is it going to be Russian collusion or are we going to move on to a different country? Is it always going to be Russia?
Well, they will come up with something. I think the Babylon Bee came down with this exactly right. And this was a couple of weeks ago. I've had this on my desk for a long time. Democrat candidates propose a change to fix a flaw in the Constitution that allows Republicans to be elected. That sums it up perfectly. I mean, that's a satire piece from Babylon Bee, but it is exactly what is going on. They have a couple of fake quotes from various Democrat candidates. They say a number of Democrats have proposed changes to the structure of government that they think will help them win, such as lowering the voting age to 16 or abolishing the Electoral College or packing the Supreme Court, even changing how Senate seats are allocated. Now, though, some of the Democratic presidential hopefuls are attacking the heart of the matter in what they call an outdated constitution that sometimes allows Republicans to be elected. The election of Trump, here's a phony quote from Elizabeth Warren. The election of Trump exposed a fundamental flaw in the Constitution. Everyone said Hillary was supposed to win, but she didn't. And we're afraid that in the future, maybe Democrats won't win again, and we can't allow that. And then a phony quote from Cory Booker. When I think about someone other than a Democrat being elected, it just makes me so mad. And they do. They do get very mad. We're going to talk about some of the real structural changes that are being put into place. And, of course, it's going to be very hard for them to change the Electoral College as part of this satire piece. They say none of the candidates have explained how they propose to get two-thirds of states to agree to an amendment. Well, it doesn't take two-thirds of the states. It takes two-thirds of both houses to put out the amendment, and then that has to be approved by three-quarters of the state. So they're not going to get their constitutional amendment to change the Electoral College. But because they're Democrats, they're not going to change the Constitution. They will go around it. They will go under it. They will subvert it. And they've got a lot of tactics and strategies that we better be aware of. They can have just one judge make a simple change. And I want to talk about this coming up. Again, I don't want to get into that just yet. I still want to take a look at some of these reactions. Quite frankly, from Rachel Maddow, it's just too good to let this pass. But coming up, I'm going to tell you how a single judge can throw the balance of power to the Democrats, perhaps irrevocably. And then once they get that balance of power, they could amend the Constitution in a variety of ways, because it's not just the Electoral College they want to get rid of. They want to get rid of the First Amendment. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. And as you have seen, there's a lot that they can do to essentially gut the Constitution and ignore it, go around it, go under it, without ever changing it. Just look at the war on drugs. I mean, we've got two constitutional amendments that stood in the way of the war on drugs. And not only did they ignore those to create the war on drugs, the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment, which they had no authority to create to prohibit anything like that without a constitutional amendment. That's why we have the 18th Amendment and the 21st Amendment, to first of all prohibit alcohol and then to make it legal again. Why did they have to do that? Well, because in the early 20th century, we still respected the Constitution. We no longer have the respect for the Constitution. And that should make you very concerned about how they're going to change the election laws. If they can enact the war on drugs, which is nothing other than a UN agenda, if they can just declare that in defiance of the Constitution and continue with that, for now we're at 48 years, nearly a half century. in the face of the Constitution. And for 30-some-odd years, we've had things like mandatory minimums. We've had civil asset forfeiture where they can steal your property without even charging you with a crime, let alone convicting you of a crime. If they can do that kind of stuff, a legal fiction like the U.S. government versus Ford Explorer, U.S. government versus $9,000 cash, and charge the inanimate object or the possessions with a crime and say, well, it's okay, you know, we're just charging the car or the plane or the stack of cash with a crime, and you know, we're just going to take that. Now, if you're the owner, you can sue us in civil court to try to get back these possessions, but we've just asserted that these inanimate objects committed a crime, and so we're going to arrest them. We're going to arrest the car. We're going to arrest the plane, the cash, the house. If they can come up with prevarications like that, imagine what they can do with an election. And we will talk about what not only what they're imagining to do, but what they're already doing. Let's go to Rachel Maddow, though, before we run out of time. Again, she came back from her fishing trip to the cold reality that her fishing trip on MSNBC to try to catch Donald Trump was over. Here's Rachel Maddow in tears.
To do that Bill Barr stopped Mueller from doing. And that's not everybody would
crying.
Like to do that from Robert Mueller as well as from Bill Barr. But at this point, it's only Bill Barr who is speaking on Mueller's behalf. Robert Mueller is still, at this point, publicly silent, as he has been from the very beginning. Although, we'll have more on that in a moment.
Yeah, and you might recognize that voice in the back. I have suspicions as to who I think that is, but I won't. They have an anonymous Twitter account, which, subsequent to that, for laughing at her, Twitter shut down that account. We can have a parody investigation for nearly 3 years, but if you laugh when it is exposed, then you get shut down. Isn't that amazing? Twitter banned that user who put that clip out, laughing in the background, zooming in on Rachel Maddow as she's choked up and crying about the end of her fishing expedition. The user was Carly Bonn. I have a suspicion as to who that is, and their account was shut down. James Wood says, well, Maddow is either choking on kitty litter chunks or she's facing the hardcore cold reality that she is the worst journalist in TV history. Always certain, rarely right. Well, that's a... James Woods nailed it. That's Rachel Maddow's motto right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it is kind of like the Rockford Files or some TV investigation where at the end the criminals come forward with their confession. They start monologuing like a supervillain. And that's basically what we've seen from the Mueller report. And it's pretty hard for the left to handle this. So we were playing Rachel Maddow's reaction. And you have James Wood saying, not since her drunken liar goddess Hillary got pummeled in the election have I seen such agony etched onto the face of this bonehead. Talking about Rachel Maddow. And Mark Simone has said, it's a very rough night at MSNBC. Rachel Maddow looks like she's going to cry. Actually, if you zoom in and take a look at it, as one Twitter user, Carly Bond, did, then you can see that, yes, she actually is tearing up and actually can see the tears coming down on her eyes. And you can hear Carly Bond laughing in the background. Of course, that is a pseudonym. We will respect the anonymity of the person. I think you can tell who it is from their laugh and from their voice. But Carly Bond, with another account, Carly Bond 2 or whatever, say, cry me a river. They just suspended my account again. Not even with an email this time. Oh, well, here we go again. Thanks, shills. I'm still laughing out loud because there is no collusion. And here is the clip again that got her account suspended without even an email, without a reason, of course. You are not allowed to laugh at the collusion conspiracy theories collapsing, at Maddow crying on MSNBC as her fishing expedition, not just the one that she went to literally in Tennessee, but the fishing expedition that she went on for the last couple of years in Russia, collapsed in front of her very eyes, her crying eyes. Here is what is worthy of censorship on Twitter now. Just laughing at Rachel Maddow gets you taken off. I mean, she didn't even put a hashtag there. Learn to code, Rachel. because if you knew anything about coding, you would pay attention to William Binney, who also pointed out that it wasn't possible for this to have been hacked over the internet, that it was handed off, the original information about Hillary Clinton and the DNC was handed off by a disgruntled person, just as WikiLeaks had alluded, Julian Assange had alluded, just as a former UK ambassador said, hey, I went to the US to get that information handed to me by somebody there at the DNC. They both said that. And then you had William Binney, former global technical head of the NSA, saying, I looked at the timestamps on this, and it is not possible for this to have been hacked internationally. This was likely handed off to somebody, looking at how quickly this transferred. And so here is, but you can't laugh at any of that, right? If you laugh at that, Twitter will shut you down. Here's what they shut down that account for doing, just showing Rachel Maddow and laughing at her. Here's the clip again.
To do that Bill Barr stopped Mueller from doing. And if, and that's
everybody would crying. Like to do that
from Robert Mueller as well as from Bill Barr. But at this point, it's only Bill Barr who is speaking on Mueller's behalf. Robert Mueller is still, at this point, publicly silent, as he has been from the very beginning. Although, we'll have more on that in a moment. Here's more from the letter.
Okay, yeah, you may not recognize that laugh. I think I do. But that is where we have landed here. This is the world in which we live in, where we have a few Silicon Valley oligarchs who have been handed the keys to the internet by the deep state a long time ago. They have now just, however, claimed ownership of this. And we got a lot of people who are conservatives, who are libertarians, who are just bowing down to this, saying, well, it's their private prerogative to do this. No, it isn't. The model of these companies, and they have de facto monopolies, and these de facto monopolies were obtained not just because they are super good at what they do. They were also assisted by the deep state in getting started and funded by the deep state as they got started. Just kind of like Al-Qaeda and ISIS were, the Mujahideen and so forth. Yeah, they create these things and then walk away and they say, oh, look, it just organically rose up, so we got to do something about it, except they're not doing anything about the takeover of our free speech on the internet. They've turned it into a company town, and you got a lot of Republicans, a lot of libertarians who are just fine with that. No, it is my property that they are stealing here. My free speech, my God-given rights, and we create governments in order to protect our God-given rights, and that includes our free speech. So I'm not going to pretend that that's their prerogative, but they have created a foundation for rigging future elections. They've created a foundation for staying in power. They have created a foundation for pushing whatever phony narrative they want and purging anything, including somebody laughing at Rachel Maddow, purging that from the internet. They have censorship. They're going to be working on the Electoral College. They're going to be working on the census. They're going to be working on their lawsuits, because these people can't win an election. They can't win the hearts and minds. They can't win a debate. So they shut down debate. They shut down free speech. And we just had, as all of this stuff was breaking this last week, we had a 50-hour broadcast to help stop big tech censorship of your free speech, of the free press. And we still have some of those specials up at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% across the board at InfoWars Life, InfoWarsStore.com. All the InfoWars Life products are 50% off across the board, except some of them that we put in as flash sales. And we have kept those flash sales so you can get on some products 55% and 60% off. Some of those, like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 55% off. Super Male Vitality. All Super Blue products, 55% off. Some of the products that are 60% off. Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus. That is a huge savings. That is a very expensive product for us to produce. 60% off is a huge dollar savings for DNA Force Plus. Knockout, Silver Bullet, Bod Ease, all of those, 60% off. But across the board, at least 50% off, double the Patriot points, and free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so let's talk about the die-hard Democrats who cannot get past this. We've got Maxine saying this is not the end of anything. She said this is the, well, it's the end of the report and the investigation by Mueller. which they had hung their hats on for quite some time. But those of us who chair these committees have a responsibility to continue with our oversight. You continue to do that, Maxine. You've already had a lot of people on the left angry about the fact that the Democrats have gone down this fantasy path for the longest time instead of pushing any kind of concrete agenda. And I'm kind of glad that they have. I keep doing this. It's not working for you, quite frankly. They think that it's the reason that they did well in these last elections. I'm telling you the reason they did well in these last elections is because of internet censorship. And it's because of these other devices that they're rigging. But this is the one thing that is not working in their favor. She said there is so much, Maxine Waters, there is so much that needs to be, you know, taken a look at this point. And so it's not the end of everything, says Maxine. No, Maxine, it's just the end of the world as you imagined it, because there is absolutely nothing there. You got Jerry Nadler, as I played earlier, saying we're going to continue to look at this. And, of course, he said it would not be fair to continue to throw charges out there if there's not enough even to get an indictment. You're just slandering people. Oh, he kind of inadvertently told the truth there, didn't he? That's what this is all really about. That was kind of a Freudian slip there for Jerry Nadler. He said, though, continued talking, he said, we know there was collusion. How do you know that? Because Mueller has had carte blanche to look at everything, everywhere. For 675 days. And he found nothing. No collusion. But Jerry Nadler's not going to be deterred by this. He says, we know there was collusion. Why there's been no indictments? We don't know. Talk about self-deceived. There you go. Michael Tracy tweets out, say it again. Mueller has indicted zero Americans for conspiring with Russia to influence the 2016 election, which was the central impetus for the special counsel in the first place. Jerry Nadler says, I don't know why there were no indictments, because I know there was collusion. That was the essence, the center point of what Mueller was supposedly investigating for nearly 700 days. And yet he didn't find anything. But that doesn't deter Nadler, doesn't deter Schiff, doesn't deter CNN. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at the aftermath of the election. Here we are. It's November 9th, 2016, the day after the election, and they could not come to terms with it. And they're still not able to come to terms with it. We had the Mueller investigation going on for 675 days it went on. But, of course, the conspiracy theories began before the Mueller investigation began. And they still can't come to terms with this. Some of them, however, have. As we saw Rachel Maddow, I think she came to terms with this. I think she realized her fishing expedition is over. But they have other means that they will use, by hook or by crook. And we're going to talk about some of the crooked hooks that these Democrats are going to be using coming up. Now, President Trump, as the Daily Mail called him, was triumphant Trump. He claims total exoneration and an illegal takedown that failed. Lindsey Graham is saying to Comey and others, I'll see you soon. So hopefully this is a signal that President Trump is going to go on offense and investigate the clear crimes and corruption and collusion. We have not only, and we said this from the very beginning, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats were projecting their crimes onto President Trump and the Republicans. It was a projection. And it was a red herring to try to distract people from what they did, from what she did, to rig the primary. And it also gave them cover to destroy incriminating records. You know, when we go back and look at this, and I reported on this last week, the not only Uranium One and other issues with the Clinton Foundation that have been going on and on and on, but the whole series of investigations done by the Gateway Pundit, talking about the pay for play between the Clinton Foundation and AGT International, selling technology to both Russia and China. That's the Clintons. The Clintons have been conspiring with both Russia and China going back to the 1990s when Bill Clinton was president. Don't forget Charlie Tree and Wong and all these. It was at the Lippo Group, everything, all the transfer of technology to the Chinese in the 1990s, and they got away with it all then. So why wouldn't they expect they could get away with more of it? And you have these people who have always worked with him and covering up for them, deleting all of these documents and so forth as we go forward. But there is a lot to be investigated with the Clintons, as Donald Trump Jr. said. Sadly, instead of apologizing for needlessly destabilizing the country in a transparent attempt to delegitimize the 2016 election, it's clear that the collusion truthers in the media and the Democrat Party are only going to double down on their sick, twisted conspiracy theories moving forward. And let me tell you how that's going to happen. It's going to happen with criminal indictments. Bob Mueller may not be recommending any more indictments, but people like Jerry Nadler are counting on investigations at the local level. He says, well, you know, the Mueller investigation was limited in scope. It was limited to Russian collusion. And he still believes that there was collusion there, even though Mueller investigated this for years and didn't find anything. Nadler knows for sure that it's there. He just knows. He feels it in his bones. Or maybe he feels it in his political party. He said there may have been obstruction of justice, and we're going to take a look at that. How do you have obstruction of justice when there was no crime to obstruct an investigation into? And quite frankly, President Trump was very careful to lay off of all this. I would not have had the patience for this. Quite frankly, I ran out of patience with this nonsense a long time ago. President Trump let this whole thing run out. Let it run its course, and there's absolutely nothing there. That was part of the process trap to try to get him to react against this phony investigation, and he didn't go for it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, it's March the 25th, 2019, and this article from July 7th, 2018 has not aged too well, has it? Here's the headline from New York Magazine. Will Trump be meeting his counterpart or his handler? This is where these people were. As Matt Taibbi said, let's understand. They were not selling the idea, well, Trump likes the Russians so much because he doesn't want a nuclear war, because he would like to shut down ISIS instead of arming them as John McCain did. Trump likes the Russians so much, he might as well be a Russian. No, that wasn't what they were saying. They were literally saying Trump is a Russian agent. This is New York Magazine. Jonathan Chait, I think is the way he pronounced his name, C-H-A-I-T. Let's make sure we get the spelling out there, because I want him to get full credit for the nonsense, for the lies, for the conspiracy theories, totally debunked even by their own investigator who had carte blanche to investigate everything. Will Trump be meeting with his counterpart or his handler? And just remember, folks, I've never in all of my life of closely watching politics never seen the kind of pushback by the deep state against a president like we saw with Rod Rosenstein. He should have been fired by President Trump, in my opinion. And I said so, but President Trump realized that they were trolling him for a process crime. And so he held his fire. I mean, I would not have been able to do it. Probably have me in the docks right now. So be it. But I would have fired Rod Rosenstein when he comes up with this phony indictment stunt of Russians, just as President Trump, while President Trump is in the airplane on his way to have a summit, when he and Putin have over 90% of the world's nuclear weapons and the Democrats are playing this game, this very dangerous game of the Russian restart, of restarting the Cold War, who benefits from that? Oh, well, let's see. That would be the military-industrial complex, the same people, as I pointed out, who are behind the creation of these internet dictators, funding them, pushing them, pushing the idea of the internet from the very beginning. Once it became practical, then they really doubled down on the venture capital funding for certain compliant partners that they could have, people like Mark Zuckerberg. And they're the ones who are benefiting from this restart of the Cold War. And they, make no doubt about it, have restarted it with a vengeance. And so as these people are out there pushing that, as President Trump is going to Russia, you know, we could have had a de-escalation of tensions. Instead, they really poured fire on it. There was a point in time when we said that detente, an easing of strained relations between the U.S. and Russia, was a good thing. Oh, but no more. No more. That's one of the amazing things about this, how the left, who used to parade about how they wanted to reduce the threat of nuclear war, you had the people at Berkeley that were proud of their involvement in the free speech movement and on and on. Now these people are full-on war hawks, have unveiled themselves as that. We knew that they were for quite a while. I mean, you could even go back to the Reagan administration. Some of the biggest war hawks in the Reagan administration were people who had been Democrats, like Gene Kirkpatrick. changing parties and then coming in for every kind of build-up of military involvement that they could. But they've restarted this. Now they've got their cruise missile program started back up again. They're going to start manufacturing more cruise missiles. One of my first job interviews was to work on cruise missiles on the guidance software. Well, what a nightmare that was. It was pretty old even at that point in time. It was a legacy software project. It was written in ancient Fortran code. It was tens of thousands of lines of code. My job would have been to maintain that. And I ran as hard and fast as I could from it. And I didn't want to be a part of the military-industrial complex, and I certainly didn't want to be a part of that Fortran coding nightmare. But that was essentially put on hiatus, shut down, and now they have revived that, going to modernize that. And the military-industrial complex is very happy about the fact that they have been able to escalate things. So as President Trump was heading out to the summit with Putin, they're calling him a Russian agent, saying that he was going to meet with his handler. And you have Rod Rosenstein doing a showboat display, indicting people in a foreign country. Now, how pathetic is that? You can indict a ham sandwich, as everybody said, because there's nobody arguing the other side. All you have to do is bring in people and say, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this, and you even pick the jury and so forth. There is no opposition to that. So it's very easy to get any indictment if you want it. And then it doesn't really matter because these are people that live in a foreign country. So whether it was real or not, it was just a showboat indictment. And it was done as President Trump was on his way so they could undermine it. But that's not all they did. As New York Magazine pointed out, on June 14th, 2016, the Washington Post reported that Russian hackers had broken into the Democrat National Committee's files. And then they say, yet when news of the hacking broke, nobody raised the faintest suspicions that Russia wished to alter the outcome of the election, let alone that Trump or anybody connected with him might have been in cahoots with a foreign power. It was a third-rate cyber burglary. Nothing to see here. And let me tell you something. That is an absolute lie. New York Magazine knew that. They wrote this in July of 2018, 2 years after I was at the DNC convention, where, again, it was the coronation of Hillary, or the transfer of the formal transfer of legal title to the Democrat National Committee, something that she had already bought and paid for. And when I was there, I had one person after the other. I kept asking them about that because I thought that was a very uncomfortable question for them to answer. So I posed that to every delegate that I met, and every single one of them would either demur. I had some Bernie Sanders supporters who were very angry about it, and they made it clear. But most of them, all the Hillary Clinton supporters, would either demur or they would talk about Russia and the Ukraine. So they were talking about that as soon as it came out. That was the red herring to distract everybody. So this story from New York Magazine, say, well, nobody raised the faintest suspicions that Russia wanted to get involved in the election. Total BS, and they know that. They know that. They're just counting on people not remembering that from 2 years earlier. They went on to say, the unfolding of the Russia scandal has been like walking into a dark cavern. Every step reveals that the cave runs deeper than we thought. And after each one, as we wonder how far it will go, our imaginations are circumscribed by the steps that we have already taken. No, their imaginations were running wild. They were in a deep, dark cave. That is true. They were down the rabbit hole. And the light that has been shined in their eyes by this Mueller report is making them weep like Rachel Maddow. She read it. It has absolutely, here's some of the headlines that are out there now. Mueller report does not have proof of Trump crime, said the Justice Department. Axios. Mueller investigation finds no Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia. Bob Mueller is not recommending any more indictments in Russia. Read them and weep. Leftists, but the crimes of Hillary Clinton, the crimes of the Department of Justice, the crimes of the FBI, the crimes of the NSA, the crimes of the CIA, the crimes of the FISA court. None of these have been investigated. And we've got Lindsey Graham, tweeting out to James Comey, see you soon. Let's hope so. Let's hope that they will now turn the tails on this. After they've let this thing set back, let this thing run, I hope President Trump gives them both barrels. And that's what we're going to see when we come back. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the other strategies that they have, the things that they've been doing, not just roaming around in a dark cave, but they've been making some very devious strategic plans. They have had some tactical victories. And we're going to talk about how they can rig the election, colluding not only with foreigners, but with federal judges. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win and InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide and InfoWarStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Real quickly, I want to talk about the real threat to our democracy, which is not the collusion investigation. They had to produce evidence. And, of course, it was very clear early on that they didn't have any, that they had manufactured this, that they had bought this Steele report, shopped it around, used it in a circular manner to get a FISA warrant. We knew where this attack was coming from and so on. And it was clear that wasn't, they weren't going to have the physical evidence to do that, but it was also clear they were going to continue to go down that path for a very long time. I'm somewhat surprised that Mueller has finally given it up, even after 675 days. But what they have not given up is their effort to rig the elections in the future. And folks, when we talk about the Electoral College and you see all of these different op-ed pieces put out, like this one from February the 28th, a month ago, New York Times op-ed piece, the Electoral College is, quote, the greatest threat to our democracy. And this guy is showing people who are demonstrating, the top of the article shows people who are demonstrators here in Austin, Texas. This is New York Times, appealing to their state Republican electors not to vote for Donald Trump after the 2016 presidential election. Let's just understand what is at stake here, folks, and how they can undermine this. I've talked many times about the Electoral College. I've talked about how I've seen how a group of people can be completely disenfranchised when elections are held at large. Talked about it at even the county level that I used to live in North Carolina. How a liberal college town in the suburban area that spilled over into the rural county in which I lived. And initially, as these people began, these new developments just over the county line began to come in, they couldn't control the county government. They couldn't change it the way that they wanted to, which is basically to put restrictions on what farmers who had been there for hundreds of years could do with their land. What could they do with the land, or how could they sell it? Could they develop it? No, we're not going to let any more people move in other than us. Put all kinds of restrictions on these people who have been there for a very long time. That was shut down because they had district, it was like a geographical representation, like we see in the Electoral College. And so what they were able to do was to pull the wool over these people's eyes and say, well, I think it'd be better for us just to have at large election of the county commissioners. And that's what they did. And once they did that, all of the county commissioners were elected from that little enclave of suburbia that spilled over from the college town. And they shut down the property rights of all these farmers, just like that. They had a full agenda that they implemented. And as we pointed out many times, you got some of the bigger cities, like New York City, like LA, like Chicago. Each of these cities has a greater population than many of the states out there. And there was wisdom in the founding fathers when they set up this Electoral College. Think of it this way, folks. The original 13 states had created a federal government for the purpose of common defense. But they were very concerned that this central government would go rogue and essentially consolidate all power to itself. Their concerns have now been validated. And we have seen that. And one of the few remnants of what they had put in to try to keep that from happening, or to try to keep a little bit of a check on that, was the Electoral College that originally set it up to divide power within the federal government between the three branches of the federal government, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive branches. But then they also tried to divide power between the people and the states. And they set up the Senate. They would be directly appointed by the state government, by the governor, who was elected. But the governor would appoint two senators from each state. So the states would have representation in that government as an entity. And you can see that also reflected in the Bill of Rights, the prohibitions on things that the federal government could do. You cannot take away our free speech. You cannot take away our right to keep and bear arms and so forth. And the 9th and 10th Amendment to say that if we haven't given you any power, you can't assume it. Because if it isn't expressly delegated to you, you don't have it. It is retained by the people and by the states. And to try to retain that power by the people and by the states, they created the two legislative bodies, the Senate and the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives would represent the power of the people. The Senate would represent the power of the states. And now you got people like Chuck Schumer wringing his hands about the fact that states get that don't have as big a population as New York get the same representation in the Senate. Well, that was by design, Chuck. And when you look at the Electoral College, it is essentially a compromise between those two. So you have proportional representation in terms of the number of electors that each state gets. It's proportional to their population. However, the winner-take-all aspect of it goes back to each of the states operating as a set unit. Now, we've had the direct election of the Senate instead of it being appointed by the state government. That has broken a lot of the power of the states. And they want to make sure that just a couple of giant cities, and those cities, coincidentally, are the centers of election corruption as well. That should really concern you as to how this is moving forward. That is what is at stake here. But folks, it's going to take a lot for them to change the Constitution, and they're not going to do that. It doesn't take a lot for them to destroy the First Amendment or to destroy the Second Amendment or to destroy the Electoral College by the actions that they've taken. We've seen that happen as well. We have seen that the Second Amendment is being destroyed by 1,000 cuts. That's why the founders said, you will not infringe on this. They knew that it would be a gradual process. And they prohibited free speech from being taken away by a single law, or the free exercise of religion being taken away by a single law. But how is that being done? That's being done by court decisions, isn't it? And these are the paths that they're going to use to ultimately gut our election and to gut our representation. They will continue to move forward with this. But when we look at the role of the courts, you should be very concerned about what's going to be happening with the census. We've just had a federal judge say that you cannot ask whether or not somebody is a citizen on the census question. Now, what is the implication of that? That means that if you're going to count people who are foreign citizens who are illegally residing in the United States, if you're going to count them for representation, that means that you're letting these foreign citizens determine the number of Electoral College votes as well as the number of members of Congress from that particular sanctuary state, like California. So if you count the foreign citizens, the illegal aliens that are in California, the sanctuary state, that means that their Electoral College representation is going to go up. Their congressional representation is going to go up, and these people are not even citizens. And that was done by one federal judge. Now, President Trump needs to shut down that kind of judicial tyranny. I don't think he'll do it, but that's really what has to happen for the United States to continue to exist as a democracy. That's the real threat.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night.
That sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free, get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, about a month ago, there was a Pew Research Center study that came out saying that by this next election, 2020, just a little over a year away, the U.S. electorate will have about 10% of eligible voters will be foreign-born. Now, we're not talking about illegal aliens. We're talking about people who have legally immigrated here. They will comprise about 10% of the vote. People who came here legally. We admit more than 1.2 million legal immigrants a year, and it's going to be about 10% of the electorate this next election. That's huge. That in and of itself could change the election. The control of the narrative with the new censorship rules that we have out there. I mean, we've seen Twitter coming after people for tweeting out hashtag learn to code, for example, laughing at journalists who had their media operations being shut down because nobody believes anything they have to say anymore. CNN and MSNBC must be learning to code right now because we're all looking at them and laughing justifiably so after what they've been trying to feed us for the last couple of years. It was a joke to start with, but now you've had Mueller really pull the key punchline on them with his report. But folks, as we look at this, it's not even California giving the vote to illegal aliens, people who are not legally here. Just looking at the number of people foreign-born who have legally become citizens here, done it legally. That's going to be 10% of the population. We've allowed so many, 10% of the voting population. We've allowed so many people in.
And yet you've got illegal aliens who are still foreign citizens in other countries, came here illegally, foreign citizens criminally trespassing. You have them being given the right to vote in local elections throughout California. California saying we're going to be a sanctuary city. And then you have judges saying you cannot ask if these people are citizens. Why do we have a census? Well, the purpose of the census, according to the Constitution, was to determine representation. And if they're able to pad this, if the sanctuary cities like New York and California are able to pad their representation by including people who are foreign citizens criminally trespassing here, then they are going to get greater representation regardless of who votes. Regardless of who votes. And we've had a lot of talk about how they're going to allow illegal aliens to vote in this next election. But regardless of whether they do that or not, they get more representation in the Electoral College. They get more representation in Congress as well. And so it really is coming down to the courts. And we're going to have to make some hard decisions about what we're going to do with free speech and what we're going to do about the courts. We have to understand that free speech is an inalienable right of the people. We have to understand that these various internet giants, these monopolies, are privately owned but public squares. And we've already had a Supreme Court decision about that. But we have to pretend for that purpose that that Supreme Court decision doesn't exist. You know, we have Roe v. Wade. That is the law of the land. And it, you must not even talk about how you would change that Supreme Court decision. That is always the litmus test that is asked of all these Supreme Court justices when they go before the Senate. And yet, look at how many times we've had the Supreme Court change their minds. They're wrong about slavery, the Dred Scott decision. That was overturned. Can you imagine if we had a situation where the, you know, a new Supreme Court justice, well, what do you think about the personhood of slaves? If you think that they're persons, you're not going to be admitted to the Supreme Court. Or we had a situation in the early 20th century, as I point out many times, a guy who was jailed by Woodrow Wilson, a movie producer, because he made a movie about the American Revolution, called it The Spirit of 76. Woodrow Wilson didn't like that because he wanted to get into World War I with the British, and it made the British look like bad guys in that movie. So he sent that movie producer to jail, gave him a massive fine, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, that's right, there is no First Amendment for movies. What do you think about that, Hollywood? That Supreme Court decision stood for about 40 years. Interesting. You know, we've had this Supreme Court decision about Roe v. Wade, not much longer than that. But we're not allowed to talk about that. You had the Supreme Court immediately reverse itself within 1 year on the issue as to whether or not Andrew Jackson could take the Cherokee people out of their homelands and transport them to Oklahoma in the Trail of Tears. Now, that was a wrong action. And at first they said, yeah, you can do that. And then when they saw the results of what they had allowed, they reversed themselves within a year. But Andrew Jackson did it nevertheless. And he said, you've made your decision. Let's see you enforce it. And that's basically, he was right about his power, his authority. His policy was wrong, but he had the authority to do that. And President Trump, or some president, has to, at some point, stand down the judicial system, where we're going to have this kind of tyranny where one judge says, sorry, you can't do that. You can't protect the borders. You can't ask if somebody is a citizen for the purposes of for apportioning representation in the census. I mean, both of those decisions are absurd. And yet President Trump, unlike President Obama, when you had a judge say, you cannot fund Obamacare by just taking the money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You had the Congress did not authorize the money for Obamacare subsidies. And then President Obama just took the money from those investors. He called it a net asset sweep. So Congress sued him in court. They won in court. And yet the Obama administration just appealed it and continued to do whatever they wanted. President Trump, when a judge goes against him about protecting the borders, when a judge goes against him about the census or whatever, he just says, okay, we'll stop it.
and then we'll appeal. Exactly the opposite. And President Trump should not appeal that. But I find it interesting, and part of this is because there's a new book coming out about John Roberts called The Chief, The Life and Turbulent Times of Chief Justice John Roberts. Yeah, they have been turbulent, but I'm seeing all of these worshipful articles on the left press, CNN, NPR, all of them are talking about what a great person John Roberts is. Here's an example of this. This is from the CNN article. Listen to the fawning fan fiction about Chief Justice John Roberts. Chief Justice John Roberts arrived, and as he emerged from the back seat of a black sedan, he held his brown leather briefcase in front of him, almost as a shield. Oh, this poor guy. He's under attack, right? According to CNN. He wore a blue blazer, striped button-down shirt, tan khakis. His clothes looked crisp, though his face was haggard. He was exhausted, distressed as he had been in years. Roberts had left behind a storm in Washington over his opinion upholding President Obama's health care overhaul, the Affordable Care Act, a stunning validation of Obama's signature domestic achievement that transformed public perceptions of the Chief Justice. Roberts, a nominee of President George W. Bush, had saved it. And going forward, the Chief Justice would be viewed with skepticism by conservatives, despite also having taken the lead in limiting Second Amendment votes for stronger Second Amendment gun rights and so forth. The motives behind the scenes were extraordinary, and he changed course multiple times as he moved to put forward Obamacare. Absolutely unprecedented that John Roberts would write both the concurring and the dissenting opinion, that he would flip-flop on that. And yet we have now seen him do that with abortion as well. After having been on the side to support legislation in Texas that I would call Gosnell laws, he switched sides to make sure we still had a 5-4 majority to uphold unlimited abortions after Kennedy left. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Gosnell the movie. I saw it over the weekend. It was pretty amazing.
By Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Maybe Barbara Streisand would say, maybe she put out another tweet saying the thrill is gone. I was most disturbed over this weekend to see what Barbara Streisand put out about the victims, the alleged victims of Michael Jackson. And she didn't say, I don't believe them. She said, I fully believe them, but they didn't die. And they were thrilled to be with him. Thrilled to be with him. I think she chose those words very carefully to say that they were thrilled to be with Jackson, the person who gave us Thriller, right? He is the ultimate thriller. She said, Jackson's sexual needs were his sexual needs. So who are you to judge? Who are you, says Barbara Streisand, who are you to judge Michael Jackson over his sexual needs to molest children? Just let that sink in. And I hope that this is going to be the Streisand effect on pedophilia. You know, Barbara Streisand has done this in the past. Her home was pictured in the early days of the internet. There was an aerial view, a Google Maps or whatever of her house. And she didn't want that there. She demanded that they take that down. She made a big court case out of that. And as a result, everybody was looking at her house. Who basically had not been interested in her mansions before and her privilege. But let me tell you something. That tweet to say that his sexual needs were his sexual needs, coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has, she said, you can say molested, but those children, as you heard them say, they were thrilled to be there. They were both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them. Didn't kill them. Absolutely amazing that she would put something out like that. And again, saying, I have no doubt that they're telling the truth. She didn't push back on the veracity of the claims. She just said, yeah, it didn't kill them. And they were privileged to be with Michael Jackson. They were thrilled to be with him. You know, it's an example of the privilege of the Hollywood celebrities, isn't it? The Hollywood royalty. You know, Michael Jackson is the king of pop. And I guess he has royal privileges like prima noche. Remember that? That doctrine where the king of England claimed that he could have the first night with any new bride in Scotland or whatever? No. I get her for the honeymoon night. Well, I guess Michael Jackson, as the king of pop, gets any children that he wants, according to Barbara Streisand. Now, she came out after everybody started pushing back on that. She came back and said, I'm profoundly sorry for any pain or misunderstanding I caused by not choosing my words more carefully. Folks, she's just sorry about the pushback. Go with her original comment. That is really what is in her heart. The fact that his sexual needs are his sexual needs. From whatever childhood he has, you know, from whatever environment or nature he has, by nature he's a pedophile. So who are we to question that, right? How intolerant of us to say that Michael Jackson doesn't get to fulfill his sexual needs. As I tweeted out, I said, would she say that about any of the Me Too actresses, that they were thrilled to get the job? Would Barbara Streisand say that about any of them? You know, we've always said, you know, the question when we look at Me Too issues, when we look at situations that are rampant in Hollywood, the casting couch has always been there. And so the question then is between consenting adults, because there have been some minors accused of, that have accused some of these individuals of sexual molestation as part of the Me Too stuff. But apart from those, the majority of them are adults. And so the question is, was it consensual? We've chosen in this country not to get involved in consensual sex. Would you say these women got what they wanted? They got the job. They were thrilled to get the job. They decided they wanted to do that. Whatever, you know, when you look at this, that is always the issue. Was there consent? Well, there cannot be consent with a child. We have said that as a society. And that is what they're working very hard to undo. And that is the danger with all of these transgender indoctrination programs that you see in elementary school, that you see in kindergarten, where they have now convicted sex offenders coming in and doing strip teases for kids, and the parents are bringing their kids to see it, just like the parents brought their kids to Michael Jackson. Or you have these types of drag queen story hours or other issues that are brought into children in kindergarten and in elementary school under the guise of saying, we are not going to allow bullying and we have to protect people's feelings because, you know, people have different sexual needs and they've got different DNA, and who are we to judge, right? Who are children to judge? How can children judge this? How can children judge what their gender is? If they can make a decision in elementary school or kindergarten about what sex they are long before they've even approached puberty, then who are we to judge? They can make consensual decisions about sexual activity, if they can make decisions about sex, gender. And we see the people in Hollywood, we know that this is where this is headed. This is the mentality of the people in the political establishment as well as the Hollywood establishment. From the depths of her heart, she's telling you that if he's got sexual needs for children, then who are we to deny that? And those kids were happy to have that happen. We've heard the same type of thing from some of the pedophiles in the Catholic Church that have been caught. They've also said the same thing. And this is what is dangerous about the agenda, the transgender agenda that is being pushed on these children at a very young age. So yeah, mistakes were made, she wants to say. Mistakes were made. I'm sorry if I hurt somebody's feeling, because I admire them and respect these people for speaking their truth. See, there is no absolute truth. They have a truth. Michael Jackson had a truth. Barbra Streisand doesn't want to say anybody is right about anything, right? Do whatever they feel like doing. It's all subjective. No, it is the privilege and the debauchery of these people, the elites in Hollywood, the political elites, the media elites who are pushing this agenda. And of course, she's been triggered by the fact that we haven't had guns banned like they did in New Zealand. Well, you know, we have an objective prohibition against that as well, Barbara. It's called the Constitution. And I know everything for her is subjective. You know, she wants the guns to just be wished into the cornfield. And so, you know, she's going to think that that can happen. But that isn't going to happen from a practical standpoint or from a legal standpoint. You're not going to be able to do that in the United States, but of course they have ways around the Constitution. And we're seeing that with the First Amendment. I think that as they move to push the First Amendment to the curb, it's not going to be long before the Second Amendment will go. The two will stay together or we will lose them both at the same time. That is what they're planning. And folks, we had a 50-hour broadcast last week, concluded on Saturday, 50 hours with 50% off store-wide on all InfoWars Life products at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have those specials up, and you can get free shipping and Patriot points, double Patriot points. So even though it's half price off, you're going to get the same amount of Patriot points you would if you had paid full price. And you'll be able to get discounts in the future. That's the way that we reward people who support us on an ongoing basis. So all of our InfoWars Life products are 50% off, double Patriot points, and free shipping. But we also have many products. You'll see those there at the site. Many products that are 55 or 60% off. Here's some of the ones that are even more than 50% off. We have Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, all the Super Blue products. Those are the Nano Silver products, toothpaste, mouthwash, topical silver gel. All those have Nano Silver to help fight bacteria and virus, 55% off. 60% off of Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Bod Ease, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product, and Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The First Amendment sale to stop big tech censorship. 50-hour broadcast, and that's still up. It won't be up for too much longer, but we had at least 50% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points store-wide. All right, when we come back, folks, I'm going to give you my take on the Gosnell movie. It was I'll save it till we come back. And we've got another movie that's coming out this week as well. I think we're getting, it's kind of interesting how these things are coming together in a perfect storm to push back against this move to kill innocent lives, just as we've got Hollywood moving to take the innocence from children. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Thank you. Welcome back. You know, we look at the panic to shut down the people's right to keep and bear arms here in this country. We recognize that as a God-given right of self-defense. And there is a prohibition, an explicit prohibition from the government doing anything about that. Now, we've allowed that to be infringed multiple times, but if they want to do an outright ban like they're doing in New Zealand, as Barbara Streisand would love to see happen, maybe she needs to have another reality check besides the reality check that she got over the weekend when she sided with Michael Jackson. I believe the people who said they were molested by him, but, you know, he has needs. He's got sexual needs. Who are we to say that what Michael Jackson did was wrong? She didn't question whether or not it happened. That is the most reprehensible part of what she had to say. Not questioning whether or not she believed the accusers, but just saying, you know, they were thrilled to be with him. And he had his sexual needs, his environment, his childhood, his DNA, his nature. And so by all those things, you know, he was entitled because he's the king of pop. And evidently, she thinks that she and other people like her can tell us whether or not we can defend ourselves or not. They should be able to set in judgment of these different issues and tell us what we can do. And that's what they're doing in New Zealand, quite frankly. In New Zealand, they don't have a First Amendment. They don't have a Second Amendment. And so they have come in and just arbitrarily banned anything that has more than, I think, 5 shots in a magazine. Good luck finding a gun that meets those qualifications. But they're also shutting down all kinds of free speech and panicking about it as well. They had a festival, 5,000 people at a concert. It's called the Homegrown Music Festival in Wellington. That's the capital of New Zealand. And they evacuated the entire festival because somebody said, I saw somebody with a far-right tattoo on. Now, they didn't say they'd seen a gun. They didn't hear a gun. They didn't see any weapons. Nobody did anything suspicious except one person said, I saw a far-right tattoo on somebody. Now, understand that in New Zealand, it's a long tradition there more than anywhere else, really. The Maoris did a lot of tattooing. That was a big part of their culture. And most people in New Zealand are very happy to embrace their connections with Maori culture. They are all looking to show that they have that they're descended in one way or the other from Maori. So they've got somebody who is a Maori in their family background. And if you go back, you look at the stories of Moby Dick and so forth, you know, the Illustrated Man, that was a guy who basically had tattoos all over his body. And yet in this environment where tattoos were so common, so culturally accepted, they freak out because they think they saw a tattoo that was far right. Far right. And after a 30-minute evacuation, they said, well, no, it is a traditional tattoo. I don't know what that means. But then they calmed down. They let everybody back in. But here's something you should be panicked about. After the chief censor of New Zealand, yes, they actually do have an office called the Office of Chief Censor. That means that he may be the chief, but he's got lots of other censors to work with him. David Shanks is New Zealand's chief censor. That's a thing there. And if the Democrats have their way, it will be a thing here as well. We've got Andrew Yang, who was running for president. And quite frankly, he was a very dark horse, but a lot of millennials love Yang. And one of the things he wants is to have, he doesn't call him the chief censor. He doesn't even call him the czar of speech. Calls him the ombudsman. Okay, and he's going to evaluate what is fake, what is real, and he not only will censor things, but he will assess penalties like fines for people. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what New Zealand's chief censor censored this weekend. There is no limit to the arbitrary use of power in New Zealand. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. As we see the collapse of the Russiagate conspiracy theory, and then the defiance of these Democrats in Congress, Maxine Waters, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, all of them saying, what's going to continue? And we're going to find, by hook or by crook, we're going to find some way to take down Trump and his family. We're going to come after them for financial crimes or process crimes or anything we can find. And we will use local or state prosecutors to do it as well. So you got a lot of investigations. Most of it is coming from New York, the New York local prosecutors. We've seen how the Democrats, when they can't win elections, they go to the courts, to lawsuits. And that's exactly what they have said they're going to do. And they have also focused their resources on getting state attorney generals elected that are sympathetic to their agenda. We've seen millions of dollars poured into even local DA races, district attorneys races, by George Soros and his surrogates. They're going to try to achieve in court what they don't have authorization to do in the Constitution and what they cannot win at the ballot box. They're going to try to win in the jury box. But of course, there probably won't even be a jury in most of these cases. They will probably just go before a judge and have the judge give them a summary ruling. But as we look at what is in store for us, if the Democrats are successful, understand that they have nothing but contempt for your God-given rights. Fortunately, here in the United States, we have the First Amendment, we have the Second Amendment, we have prohibitions against them taking our God-given rights. They don't have these things in New Zealand and in the United Kingdom. And so there they take action directly. All they have to do is just get a 51% majority of their elected populace and you've got mob rule, essentially. Here, it's supposed to be a little bit different. But the Democrats are very clever at how they can go around the Constitution. You know, I was happy to hear my pastor yesterday use the Constitution as an example. He said, you know, as Christians, we've got the Bible, which essentially defines who we are and the kingdom that we live in and the rules for which we live in. But give you an example, we have the Constitution here as Americans. And he said, most people in America, he's absolutely right, most people in America don't know what's in the Constitution. And if you don't know what's in the Constitution, you can have your rights taken away. You don't know it when you get, when you are subject to things like civil asset forfeiture or you get a SWAT team comes in with a no-knock raid. You don't even know what your rights are. So you just kind of sheepishly go along with it. And his analogy was, how many Christians even know what's in the Bible? You know, we don't know as citizens what's in the Constitution. We better get out our constitutions. We better get our Bibles out before the two of them are banned here in this country. Amen, brother. I tell you what, it is a serious issue, and we should never underestimate, even though these people do everything they can to get around the Constitution, even though they lie when they appeal to the Constitution to get their authority, they are not our kings any more than Michael Jackson is the king and Barbra Streisand is the queen and they get to do to our children whatever they wish. No, they're not. And these people who get elected in the United States are not kings. They are simply stewards. They swear authority to the Constitution. The Constitution is the king. The founders said lex rex. The law is the king and they swear allegiance to that law. They are just temporary stewards. There's a process to change the Constitution, but they're not going to go through that process. It was to change the Bill of Rights is a very difficult process. So they will go around it or under it. They will undermine it. But in New Zealand and UK and other places like this, if you are saying something that they don't like, they'll simply arrest you or take away your kids. Or as we saw last week with a street preacher, they will drag him away, throw the Bible on the ground. They would never do that to the Quran. We've seen a dramatic reversal in the UK, and here in New Zealand, we have the chief censor, David Shanks, says that the manifesto attributed to the alleged gunman has now been ruled by him to be objectionable. He did that on Saturday. So it is now a crime to possess or to distribute that manifesto anywhere in New Zealand. Just like it is a crime, and they've already arrested somebody for having the video. And again, as I said last week, just imagine if you had that type of attitude toward the Zapruder film, or towards the videos showing the collapse of the Twin Towers, or towards the video showing the BBC reporter announcing that the third building that was never hit by a plane had collapsed, and you could still see the building over her shoulder, and she put out that report 20 minutes before they pulled it down with a controlled demolition. So you're not going to be allowed to see that type of thing in the future if we have these types of rules, if we have our First Amendment swept away. You're not going to be able to check them to see if they're telling the truth. You're not going to be able to question the official narrative from the government. And we've got people running for office here in the United States throughout the pretty much all the Democrats. But you've got Andrew Yang, who is something of a policy wonk, and he put out detailed descriptions of what he wants to do instead of these vague descriptions. You know, the Democrats in general would love to have things like reparations, a prescription for a race war, a civil war in this United States, if there ever was one. But they don't have any specifics for how they're going to do it. They just say, well, we just want to talk about it because they want to virtue signal. They want to use it as a demagoguery tactic to try to get a particular group's vote as a bloc. They want to try to get the black vote by talking about race reparations and so forth. But they don't have any specifics. Now, Andrew Yang has specifics about everything that he talks about. And so he has specifics about how he would shut down the First Amendment. He would have somebody like this chief censor, which really is a thing in New Zealand. He would have somebody like that who could say, this is, I don't agree with this. I find it to be objectionable because I think that it's false, or I think that it's hateful, and so I'm going to shut it down, and I'm going to shut down the person who did it. I'm going to hit them with fines. You really want something like that here in the United States? You really want people like this ruling over us? And again, it's the arrogance of Yang, who thinks that every problem that we have, collectively or individually, should be solved by him in Washington, and he's got detailed solutions on how to do it, even including what do we do about the vacancy rate in malls. He's got that as part of his platform. He's going to decide that from Washington. He's going to change the zoning laws in various places because he knows better than you. I never in my life thought I would see anybody who is more egotistical, smarmy, nanny than Elizabeth Warren. And yet there's Andrew Yang out there. This guy is even beyond Elizabeth Warren in his arrogance and nanny state orientation. People who have downloaded the document or printed it, he says, should destroy all copies. And if you don't, he will do his best to destroy you. Now, we've had some really good news besides the collapse of the Mueller investigation. We have had the collapse in the last few days of the Southern Poverty Law Center. As the headline from Zero Hedge says, SPLC implodes. These people have been the shills, the quislings for this type of censorship across the board, labeling anybody they disagree with as a hate group. And now we've had the Southern Poverty Law Center president and legal director resign amid sexual misconduct scandal. I'm just waiting for Barbara Streisand to come out and say, well, you know, he had his needs. Who are we to question Morris Deese, right? I mean, sexual misconduct, allegations of mistreatment, sexual harassment, gender discrimination, racism. I don't think there were even any kids involved. So why don't we just give Morris Deese a pass? Maybe he can get Barbra Streisand to tweet on his behalf. But things are looking pretty bad in that corrupt, hate-mongering group. And we'll talk about how they have directed their hate at various organizations. I want to talk a little bit. I didn't cover it last week about what just happened to Chick-fil-A right here in San Antonio. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we hear a lot about the non-establishment of religion, and I've said many times that secular humanism is a religion. But there's also a new religion, a couple of other religions that they're trying to establish. Besides Islam, I think there is a religious adherence to the LGBT agenda. Just take a look at what happened in San Antonio, and this came out last Thursday. I've had it on my desk here for a while, and I wanted to get to this. Chick-fil-A has now been banned from having a presence at the new terminal that's being built at the airport in San Antonio. This is a 7-year contract that they just set up with a company to manage the terminal. And they had Chick-fil-A slated to go in there, but the city council, led by Roberto Trevino and supported by 5 other city council members in San Antonio, said Chick-fil-A cannot go there. And he said, with this decision, we reaffirm what our city has done to become a champion of equality and inclusion. San Antonio is a city full of compassion. And of course, there's no compassion at Chick-fil-A, right? And we do not have room in our public facilities for a business with a legacy of anti-LGBTQ behavior, he said in a statement after the vote. He said, everyone has a place here. Everyone should feel welcome when they walk through our airport. I look forward to the announcement of a suitable replacement by the managing company there. And I have to say, I've never seen Chick-fil-A refuse service to anybody. As a matter of fact, I know they haven't refused service to anybody. It's been one of the friendliest places that, and just look at your experience when you go there. Have you ever been refused any, service at Chick-fil-A? There's an article from lawenforcementtoday.com, and the officer there writes, America's most pro-police restaurant has been banned from an airport in the name of inclusivity. He said, ask most of us who are law enforcement officers, and we'll tell you what fast food restaurant is the most law enforcement officer friendly, and that is Chick-fil-A. They treat us like gold, he said. We don't go there for free food, but I don't think they've let me pay any time I've ever gone there in uniform. And on and on, they would not survive if they didn't treat everybody well. But understand that because, and here's the basis of this, the basis for their exclusion is the fact that they have donated money to some Christian organizations. And it is a George Soros-funded organization, Think Progress, that highlighted $1.8 million in donations to Christian groups that Chick-fil-A has reported to its shareholders. Can't do that. It's fine if you want to donate money to LGBT organizations or to leftist causes or whatever. You give money to Christians, oh, we're going to shut you down. And we've seen this creeping anti-Christianity, coming out of the mid-1950s when they started expunging any free exercise of religion. There's even an organization called Freedom From Religion that goes across the country trying to purge every bit of Christianity they can. And, of course, they only focus on Christianity. No other religion. Certainly not secular humanism. Certainly not the LGBT agenda that they want to purge. We've seen it with the Family Research Council. They were labeled, as we're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, collapsing out of a sexual misconduct scandal. Morse Dees, 2 dozen employees signing a letter of concern over mistreatment, sexual harassment, gender discrimination, racism. And for the longest time, going back years ago when I did a report on the Southern Poverty Law Center, you had people saying it is nothing but a cash cow. Well, you know, they don't have cows at Chick-fil-A except as the posters, you know, eat more chicken type of thing. But the SPLC has been a cash cow for Morse Dees and others. And they've been hoarding hundreds of millions of dollars offshore as they defame other people they are alleged to have sexually harassed, mistreated, discriminated against both gender and race internally. And one of the things that they did, of course, if you remember, the Family Research Council, on the basis of labeling that group a hate group, why? Because they supported traditional marriage. between a man and a woman. One man, one woman. That, according to Morris Deese, was qualified them as being a hate group. When Morris Deese, apparently, was involved in sexual harassment as well as discrimination and racism within the organization, he calls people who define marriage as one man, one woman, a hate group, inspired a guy to take a gun to shoot the place up, and interestingly enough, the guy said, well, I thought I'd get in. I told him that I was delivering Chick-fil-A. It shows up with bags of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, you know, because these people are Christians. So I guess they'll believe that the Christians have ordered Chick-fil-A. Well, that's not the only thing that Christians eat, by the way. we'll explain that to the left someday. But it's absolutely amazing to see the Southern Poverty Law Center collapsing, to see Barbara Streisand coming out and applauding Michael Jackson's needs. He's got sexual needs, and these kids should be thrilled that they can supply Michael Jackson's needs. And then you got San Antonio in the name of inclusiveness now censoring private corporations. Quite frankly, I think Chick-fil-A, they're being a little bit too nice about this. And they're always nice, but they're being a little bit too nice about this. They said, well, we would have liked to have had a dialogue with them, with the city council before this decision was made. We agree with council member Trevino that everyone is and should feel welcome at Chick-fil-A. We plan to reach out to the city council to gain a better understanding of this decision. Well, I can tell you, I understand it completely. These people hate our traditions, hate our culture, hate Christianity so much that if you even donate as a private corporation, donate money to these, they are going to shut you down. Absolutely intolerant as they say that they are censoring and banning people in the name of tolerance. We have seen this over and over again. And I got to tell you, I had the interview last Thursday, I think it was, with Phelan McAleer about the Gosnell movie. I'd wanted to see that when it came out of the movie theaters, but it was gone pretty quickly because there was an orchestrated movement to get it out of the theaters. Even people who were selling tickets at the box office told me, well, it's not playing here. Yeah, I know it's up there, but that's a mistake. No, you can't buy a ticket to it. A lot of reports of people doing that. And so I was waiting for it to come out on video. I realized when I did the interview with him that it had come out on video. We watched it over the weekend. That is a very, very well done, very powerful movie. It's almost a shame that you have to say it was well done. We have so many conservative and Christian films that aren't well done that you're almost surprised when you see something that is the same quality that you would see from Hollywood, except without the debauchery. The debauchery was there and handled in a very discreet way. It was a courtroom drama, and folks, you need to see it to understand what was really going on with Ralph Northam and those comments. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, what amazes me as we see the Mueller investigation and the hopes of Democrats collapse with this revelation, as we see Rachel Maddow crying that her fishing trip, both literal and figurative, have ended up with nothing being caught, that we're seeing all this corruption exposed in various areas. We've got Barbara Streisand talking about Michael Jackson. We've got the ex-mayor and ex-speaker of the House in California, Willie Brown, known for his corruption, coming out and saying, yeah, I dated Kamala Harris. So what? So what? I helped to get her a job on a council where she gets paid $150,000 a year. She just has to go to two meetings a month for $150,000 a year. I mean, nice work if you can get it. Was that all that she had to do for that? He brags about how he built a city based on juice politics as he's giving Kamala Harris $150,000 a year for doing ostensibly nothing. I wonder what kind of juice he's putting out there. But when we look at, again, looking at the situation with Chick-fil-A and how the city council there is very proud of the fact that they banned them because they said, no, they're just not inclusive enough. You know, they've been outed. The big crime of Chick-fil-A is giving money to organizations like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army. And because of that, because Think Progress says that they gave money to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Salvation Army, other groups like that, that they are not inclusive because they're Christian. There's never any accusation that they've thrown people out because they don't do that. No business would do that. And if they did that, people would be suing them for that. But these are the virtue signaling city councilmen in San Antonio saying they're not going to be allowed to open up at the airport. And as I was reading earlier from the lawenforcementtoday.com, this one guy who's writing the op-ed piece about this says, no, it's not inclusive, you hypocritical jackass. Discriminating against a company because of their religious values is not inclusive, it's exclusive, and it's arguably a violation of the separation of church and state. Quite frankly, it is religious discrimination by these Democrats against them because they give money to Christian athletes, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Salvation Army. That is the intolerance of the left. And I'm just wondering, as I look at the inclusiveness of Barbara Streisand, where she can reach out and put her arms around Michael Jackson and the children, now grown up, that he molested, and say, well, I respect their truth. I respect Michael Jackson's sexual needs, and I respect their truth, these people who say that they were molested by him. And we can all just be happy, unless it's some Christians involved, and then we got to throw them out on the tarmac. We have Governor Hickenlooper, who wants to be the Democrat candidate for president, and he's thrown his hat into the ring. You know, you've got an uphill battle across the country with a name like Hickenlooper. Sorry, but it just is a if you want people to take you seriously, you might not want to put out a book where you brag about your sexual conquests. Not in this Me Too environment, but maybe we've turned a corner. You know, we don't really seem to be worried about Me Too anymore. At least Barbara Streisand isn't. You know, we don't have to worry about whether or not these kids consented. She believes that they were molested, but they were thrilled to do that. And would she ever say that about any of the female actresses who were adults that were allegedly pressured by somebody who was in a position of authority over them? See, that's why how can you possibly support the idea that people who have a lot of power, a lot of economic power, and they have pressured you into the casting couch, but we're not going to be concerned about children being pressured, children being gaslighted and seduced. And this is the kind of doublethink that we see throughout the Democrat Party all the time. Kind of hypocrisy. And I think it's basically what we're seeing out of Hickenlooper here. He's got a biography that comes out. The opposite of woe, my life in beer and politics. Well, I think he's going to be crying in his beer pretty soon because he put out, as the Washington Examiner reports, in excruciating detail, not only his quest to lose his virginity, but every sexual exploit he's had since then. He's now put this in a biography. Even his experience with the 9/11 terrorism attacks is viewed through the prism of whom he was in bed with at the time. As he saw those magnificent erections collapse right there, he goes back and relives it yet again. And we see the same thing coming from Willie Brown, who's now 84 years old. It was about 20 years ago that he was dating Kamala Harris as he was building his juice politics. Can't make this stuff up, folks. He claimed that he had a role in boosting Harris's political career. He published this in the San Francisco Chronicle over the weekend. He said, sure, I dated Kamala Harris, so what? In 2003, the San Francisco Weekly reported that Brown had appointed Harris to two highly paid patronage positions in California state government, had also appointed her to the California Medical Assistance Commission, where she attended two meetings a month for $150,000 salary in inflation-adjusted terms. Boy, that's nice work if you can get it, right? Two meetings a month and $150,000. Now, you know, it's the as Attorney General's office there in California, they're the ones who are going after the Center for Medical Progress, who exposed Planned Parenthood negotiating for baby parts. How in the world is that different from what Kermit Gosnell did? And again, as I said, it's an excellent film. Excellent film. You really should see this. And if you see it, as fellow McAleer, take a look at the interview that I had with a fellow McAleer last week. He talks about the fact that what Ralph Northam said that we all were absolutely amazed at. He said, yeah, the baby will be born and then we'll decide whether or not we let the baby live or not. If the baby is born alive, we might just let it die. And everybody freaked out about that, and rightfully so. Said this is infanticide. There's no way that you can argue that this is for the woman, the life of the woman, or the health of the woman. This is simply infanticide. The baby has been born. And yet, that was something that had already been in place. The reason why Ralph Northam didn't see anything, any big issue with that, was because, as fellow McAleer pointed out last week in my interview, comfort care is something that's been going on for quite some time. As a matter of fact, when they looked at these babies and they, and Kermit Gosnell remarked, that baby is big enough he could walk to the bus station, something to that effect. And they had a picture that one of the nurses had taken of that baby and how full term it was that he allowed to die. But, in the trial, the jurors who were all pro-choice, they were all pro-abortion, said, yeah, you should, woman, I'm not anti-abortion at all. That was a qualification to getting on the jury because they said, we're not going to make this about abortion. They didn't leave as pro-choice. They were absolutely amazed to hear from the lips of an abortionist who took the stand and said, well, I want to draw a distinction between what we do as abortion and what Kermit Gosnell did. And then she started talking about comfort care. Said, yeah, if a baby is born full term, we will just leave it over here on the side and let it starve to death. Like they did Terry Schiavo, because once you take that approach towards life, the chronological age or the condition of a person doesn't matter anymore. Oh, we just provide comfort care. I don't know how you can call that comfort care when you don't provide any food or water to a baby or to an adult. And that's why Ralph Northam didn't think there was anything wrong with that. That's been going on for quite some time. That's why that movie is so important for you to understand where we are now, not where we're going.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship. And I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top
heart pill. What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? A month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with vaccines. They're now going to bring them to your home because you're not taking enough of these things, folks. They're going to team with UPS. We'll talk a little bit about what's behind that. And if you want to see the Joe Rogan interview, Joe Rogan was in studio on Friday with Alex Jones. And they've just actually put up the interview at InfoWars.com. It's a sneak peek, and they're going to have the full interview coming up in the Alex Jones Show. We got Joe Rogan joining Alex Jones here in studio, discuss the psychology of modern leftists and why they side with Islam, even though it's antithetical to their liberal views. We're also going to talk about the transgender athletes that are dominating biological women. Should that be allowed? And also about big tech censorship. So that's Joe Rogan joining Alex Jones here to talk about those vital issues. Should be very interesting. That's going to be premiering in the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this show. And, of course, you can see at InfoWars.com right now, you can see the sneak peek of the Joe Rogan interview with Alex Jones. Folks, we've got UPS is now going to send nurses for in-home vaccinations. Workers in UPS's 1.7 million square foot healthcare complex at Worldport will package and ship the vaccine to more than 4,700 franchised U.S. UPS stores. So it's not enough that you can get your various vaccines at every drugstore. You can get along with a fill up at the gas station. I mean, it's absurd the different places you can get it. Now they're going to put it on a UPS truck and send it to you because you're just not taking enough of these vaccines. They're going to work with this company to collect the vaccine, to transport it the last mile. Got to get it that last mile to the patient's home. And then they will have a person on board to administer the vaccine. Isn't that great? And why is this happening here? Well, as I read about this, here's a clue. They have a new executive, Chris Cassidy, who joined UPS last year from GlaxoSmithKline. And this is his idea. Over the threshold services is where the world is headed. Yeah, I would say this is over the threshold. It's right up to the line of creepy and a little bit beyond, as Eric Schmidt would say from Google. And, of course, they're going to be teaming with Merck, a major UPS healthcare customer. And they have a portfolio for vaccines of everything, right? Any kind of viral illness, ranging from shingles to hepatitis B to the flu. No problem. They've got you covered. When we look at this, and we look at the fact you've got this former big pharmaceutical executive from GlaxoSmithKline coming to UPS, they're going to be partnering with Merck. And you look at where all of this is coming from, CDC pushing vaccines on everybody, the biggest retailer of vaccines anywhere in the world, the CDC. Is anybody ever going to call conflict of interest on this? Where is the concern for safe and effective? You know, it was just last week, the Daily Mail, which is a big cheerleader for vaccinations, coming out and talking about a grieving mother who's being trolled by anti-vaxxers. Because, you know, if you're an anti-vaxxer, you are obviously either a bot or a troll, according to these people. You could not be concerned about safety and effectiveness. That would not be your concern. You just want to troll people out there because you're a hateful person if you're an anti-vaxxer. And that's basically what the Daily Mail is selling. They say that this woman, Sarisa Murata's son, Joseph, died at the age of 5. During the 2009 H1N1 flu pandemic. Why did he die? He didn't die from the shot. He died from the flu after he got the shot. And so she was talking about how she wanted everybody to get the flu shot because the flu had killed her son. But the flu vaccine didn't save her son either. And so as she was encouraging people to get vaccinated, there were people who said, well, I don't know if it's effective or if it is safe. Are we allowed to even say that anymore? Right? The rule ought to be first, do no harm. That goes back to Galen, the Greek physician. That was always a part of medical ethics. First, do no harm. Another big important part about medical ethics is to have informed consent, and we reaffirmed that at the Nuremberg trials. We said, you're not going to be allowed to experiment on human beings without getting their informed consent, and there's certain things, certain experiments that are life-threatening that we're not going to allow people to consent to. But we bend those rules. We bend them for the CDC. You know, there are more accidents where lethal bacteria and viruses have been leaked by the CDC. More accidents than there are individual cases of just measles out there by the CDC. And you got many more cases of mumps at the border that they don't want to talk about. But they want to focus on the anti-vaxxers. And so she said she had no idea that he'd had the flu. It seemed impossible since Jude had had his flu shot. Yeah, it couldn't possibly be possible. He'd had his flu shot, but it didn't work. And so they talk about how, you know, we've got to coerce these trolls. We've got articles demonizing the governor of Kentucky who's got 9 children, 4 of them adopted because he had a chicken pox party for his kids. He said, yeah, they've all had chicken pox. It's not dangerous. Now they have immunity, so they won't get it at a later age when it will be more of a threat to them. And that was the world in which all of us, my age, grew up in. They didn't even have vaccines for those particular diseases. And yes, people could die from it just like they die from the flu, but it wasn't typical path that people would go. They said in 2017, only 70% of American children between the age of 19 and 35 months got all their recommended shots, far less than is needed for herd immunity. And again, herd immunity is nonsense, like global climate change. If it works, you're protected. If it doesn't work, you're not protected. And we've had cases of patient zero who was vaccinated multiple times in New York and had an outbreak of measles. Every person who got measles had been vaccinated at least once, most of them twice. Patient zero was vaccinated twice. They're not conveying immunity. And yet we have these tragic stories. As I look at the UPS situation, they're talking about how they're going to ship these things around. You just remember last July, the 2 children who died instantly after they got vaccinated in Samoa. And they blamed it on the vaccines not being properly stored. And so I have to ask you, if you're going to put these things and ship them door to door with UPS, is that going to be another risk factor for health? Are they going to be properly storing them? Are they going to be properly refrigerating them? That's one risk factor that's typically not even talked about. As RT reports, one mother who's not saying, I want you to go all go out there and get your vaccines because my kids, even though they were vaccinated against the flu, they still got the flu and they still died. So I want everybody vaccinated. I mean, how do you embrace that kind of logic? That's like the Democrats who are all about LGBT rights and about women's rights and so forth, embracing Islam. That is antithetical to those very things. They say vaccine skeptics say the U.S. government has joined with pharmaceutical companies, yes, I would say, to shut them down, to censor any discussion of that. But they talk about Christy Cordingly. When she checks on one of her three children sleeping, she will sometimes not see their faces, but see the gray and lifeless face of her son Corbin, who she found dead in his bed 14 hours after a flu vaccine. And that was 5 years ago. She said, I'm broken. I'm not suicidal or unable to function, but my heart will always be shattered. I will forever feel guilty for being the one that took my son in to be vaccinated. I don't know if I'll ever get over the feeling that I killed him. He was 13 months old. She said she was preparing to nurse him. She pulled him out of the bed. She noticed that his chest was not moving. She turned over his face, screamed, aware straight away that it was too late. Then the vainly desperate attempts to revive him, she said, of all my years of emergency response training, I never thought the first child I would use my emergency training on would be my own. I still have flashbacks of the medical personnel cracking my child's sternum to continue a more productive CPR, compressing his chest like he was a rag doll. The official medical cause of death was a deeply unsatisfying unknown. She received, he received five different vaccines, including MMR, 43 days before his death. She is not a hippie vaccine refusenik. She is a medical lab scientist. But of course, don't question that. Don't question the fact that we're going to ship these things around by UPS or whatever. Don't question the profit motives of these people and how they're connected. All right, that's it for our broadcast today. Thank you for joining. Stay tuned. You're going to hear Joe Rogan with Alex Jones coming up.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3 month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3 year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.